ada di sini denganku. Mungkin ku tak sendiri, bayanganmu yang selalu menemaniku. Hiasi malam sepiku, ku ingin bersama dirimu. Ku takkan pernah berpaling darimu, walau kini kau jauh dariku. Kan selalu ku nanti, karena ku sayang kamu. Kan selalu ku nanti, karena ku sayang kamu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Datangmu matahari. listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Naura Ayu. Adila Rafa Naura Ayu, better known as Naura Ayu, is an Indonesian talented young singer and actress. Naura Ayu released her latest single on June 27, 2024. The song entitled Ternyata, or Actually, is the original soundtrack for the series My Nerd Girl 3 that she stars. The song created by Aldi Nada Pramana is packed in a fun, dancey, girly feel which suits the character of Naura's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Naura wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Naura Ayu, Ternyata. Happy listening.
Kau membuat aku beri
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
What is this food?
This fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
Let me see what's spring.
yang kau tahu. Bila menjadi aku, sejuk terasa di hati. Lama telah ku benda, tapi akan ku coba mengatakan. Lihatlah mataku untuk memintamu. Ku ingin jalani bersamamu, coba dengan sepenuh hati. Ku ingin jujur apa adanya dari hati.
You are amazing. 'cause I love you so much. You have my heart, you have my heart, you have my heart. You are amazing.
Tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugay, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
WNSW.ID Malaysia, welcome back again. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, still in Indonesia today. And Nuki is still here again to accompany you and bring you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. And of course, you are still here and you are so very welcome to join me to have a little chat with me and to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. You can also chat with us to our send us a message to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram account VOI_official, our TikTok account VOI_official, and also our email address VOIListeners@gmail.com. And up until earlier, we already talked about and so many wonderful information and also a great dialogue that has been hosted by my colleague Daulat Pani. And now, later, I will also give you another information. But before that, I would really love to give you one of our wonderful songs to listen. Here is coming from Yura Yunita with Dunia Tipu Tipu. Enjoy.
Masa. tipu-tipu, kamu tempat aku bertumpu. Baik jahat abu-abu, tapi warnamu putih untukku. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, di dunia tipu-tipu, ku bisa rasa nyata denganmu. Tanpa banyak unainu, ku bisa rasa aman selalu. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, bersama janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, lelucon aneh tiap hari, ku tertawa tanpa tapi, tetaplah seperti ini.
Makasih juga buat rasa sayang mama, dan makasih juga udah bertahan sampai sekarang ngurus Fatur. Makasih ya.
Mau dimana ya kek? Kakek baik sama nenek. Nggak pernah marah, nenek yang marah terus sama kakek. Mama yang kakek.
Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad,
Help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremuyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with thin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong Village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village.
Hello.
Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have entered the 8th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Nepi, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years, and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid, and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kemplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil, and eggs. Kwang Men, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu pertama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kekan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan, kita di sini kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, sagu, telur.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together sweet tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and the tas depends on the season. When sweet, shrimp or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making krupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong. Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest.
You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Lider Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as like, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized his commitment to eradicate corruption. Indonesian women's national team conducts intensive training ahead of FIFA match day and ASEAN Women's Championship 2025. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized his commitment to eradicate corruption. Prabowo also invited law enforcement officials to act firmly against corruptors. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has ordered law enforcers in Indonesia, ranging from the Attorney General's Office, the National Police, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, to the Corruption Eradication Commission to take firm action against corruptors. This was conveyed by President Subianto in his remarks at the opening ceremony of the 18th Congress of Muslimat Nahdlatul Ulama in Surabaya, East Java, Monday. Prabowo delivered the order as a follow-up after previously warning corruptors to return the stolen public money in the first 100 days of his administration.
Saya katakan sudah 100 hari. Bo,
I said it's been 100 days. Hey corruptors, please clean up yourself. Please return what you have stolen back to the people. I've been waiting for more than 100 days.
Saya tunggu 100 hari, 102 hari.
The Attorney General, Indonesian Police Chief, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, and Corruption Eradication Commission, please take firm actions.
BPKP, KPK, silakan.
President Prabowo said that this firm step must be taken to crack down on corruptors because the Indonesian people are now fed up and can no longer be lied to. With the support of the people, the president feels that legal action is needed so that the Indonesian wealth is no longer misused. Dora Pardede reporting.
The Indonesian women's national team is ready to participate in FIFA match day on February 20, 2025 and the ASEAN Women's Championship 2025 in June 2025 in Jakarta. The Indonesian women's national team coach, Satoru Mochizuki, said that in addition to perfecting strategic and tactical preparation, his team also stated that they are strengthening team cohesion. The Japanese coach ensured that there were no significant obstacles, including between diaspora players and local players.
Yes, there are fewer players joining from abroad during the training center, so they definitely need time to adapt. But because we don't do many complicated things, they can adapt quickly and understand what is being done and also attend meetings at night.
Mochizuki ensured that there will no additional new players from the diaspora before leaving for Saudi Arabia, but some domestic players will still join the training center. That was the news.